There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. Here are the headlines. Jewish organizations welcome sentence handed down to anti-Semite in Canada. And Jewish actress shines at the Academy Awards. We begin in Quebec, Canada, where Jewish organizations have welcomed the sentence handed down to Pascal Tribot, a 38-year-old man convicted for attempting to manufacture firearms using a 3D printer. An additional one-year sentence to be served concurrently was handed down for his anti-Semitic remarks posted online. The ruling's been hailed by Jewish advocacy groups as a significant step in addressing both online hate and the dangerous proliferation of homemade firearms. Henry Topaz from the Canadian Jewish Service Organization and advocacy group, B'nai B'rith Canada, spoke to Canada Television News, saying the sentence is good for two reasons.
Number one, hate crimes are prosecuted. Number two, there are penalties. There are real teeth behind preventing anti-Semitism. There is real teeth behind manufacturing or attempting to manufacture weapons, which could be used to hurt any segment of the Canadian population.
Inns of the Jewish community in Swiss Cottage, an area in the London borough of Camden, are relieved that anti-Zionist protests have been ordered to move to a new location. Since the Hamas attack on Israel on the 7th of October 2023, the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network has been holding demonstrations every Friday in Swiss Cottage, just meters away from two Jewish synagogues. Chronicle, the decision by the Metropolitan Police follows months of concerns raised by the local Jewish community and numerous meetings with the Board of Deputies, Community Security Trust, and the pro-Israel activist group Stop the Hate. In a statement published on the Met Police's website, the protests have been relocated to a designated area outside King's Cross Station and will need to end by 7:30 p.m. Austria medieval Jewish cemetery is once again under threat as a property developer reveals plans to build a luxury villa neighborhood and school on the site. 16 years ago, a construction company applied for a permit to develop part of the site, but the Hainburg municipality rejected the application, citing the existence of the Jewish cemetery. The piece of land was then designated as a green area not for development. But now the historic burial ground is said to be destroyed, despite extensive historical evidence confirming that Jews were buried at the site for centuries. Ultra-Orthodox organization Atra Kadisha, an international organization for the preservation of Jewish cemeteries and grave sites, says after years of what it calls legal and bureaucratic efforts, the developer has finally been given the thumbs up. Ultra Kadisha says, the decision was made despite centuries-old archival records documenting the Jewish cemetery's existence. The organizations called for broad international action, saying the world will not remain silent in the face of this disgraceful act. And the 97th Academy Awards have been held in Los Angeles in the United States. Here are some of the highlights. Jewish actress Mikey Madison has taken home an Oscar for Best Actress for her performance in Anora. The movie A Real Pain, about mismatched cousins who reunite for a Jewish heritage tour through Poland in honor of their late grandmother, has also received an award, with Kieran Culkin winning Best Supporting Actor for his role. He starred with Jewish actor Jesse Eisenberg, who wrote the screenplay and directed the movie. And The Brutalist has won three Academy Awards, including Best Actor awarded to Adrian Brody. The film follows the journey of Hungarian Jewish immigrant Laszlo Toth over several decades, with Brody's performance as Toth highlighting themes of poverty, exploitation, and anti-Semitism. Here's a snippet of Adrian Brody's acceptance speech.
I'm here once again to represent the lingering traumas and the repercussions of war and systematic oppression and of anti-Semitism and racism.
This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.